This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
For better or for worse,
yeah.
In sickness and in health.
That's what I always say.
For as long as you both shall live.
Mm-hmm.
That line means more to some people than it does other people.
No, sure.
And it turns out in New York, it may mean more than anywhere else in America.
Wow.
Because for being the heathens that the rest of this country believes we are,
yeah,
we hold marriage in a much higher regard.
I know I do. I came here twice and did it.
The question is, if we are not as religious as other places in America, which numbers show we are not,
yeah.
If we're criticized for not having the family values other states do, which other states criticize us for, why are we the ones that are doing it the, quote, right way?
The old way, the old school.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah.
I have a very interesting chart in front of us.
What are they charting?
The percentage of the U.S. population married 3 or more times.
Ooh, where am I? I'm in there.
Broken down by state.
Yeah.
All right. So, which state had the highest percentage of marriage hat trick? And it turns out it's not New York. In fact, we're the opposite. New York had some of the lowest numbers in the country.
Oh.
We're third in America, with only 1.4% of residents getting married 3 or more times. And the two ahead of us, New Jersey and Massachusetts, were at 1.3. So, we were a tenth of a percent off from the lead.
So, you're asking me who's on the bottom?
I want you to guess when it comes to the state, let's hold on for a second.
Right.
Let me back this up. Even when it comes to divorce rate, period, New York is once again in the bottom 5.
We have a low divorce rate.
You got it.
Yep.
When we get married, we stay married.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do this. Do you want to take a shot at the state with the worst divorce rate, period?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the state that never disappoints. Florida.
Wrong.
Oh.
They've got to be close because that's no fault. They started no fault divorce.
I also would think like that's the place people escape to after after a divorce.
Florida's not even in the top 5.
Okay.
I am so disappointed in Florida right now.
You want to take a shot, Kimmy?
It's got to be a busted state.
I am going to go out west.
Okay.
I'm going to say California.
Wrong. Not even in the top 5.
Oh.
The state with the worst divorce rate in America is Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Followed by Wyoming, Kentucky, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Idaho, and Alabama.
So it's all poor southern states.
Interesting. Because I would think like, I was thinking states where you have more options, like just more population, more people might lead to that.
Interestingly enough, Arkansas, Kimmy, was also the state with the highest percentage of people who had been married 3 or more times.
Ooh,
almost 8% of people in Arkansas.
All in the same neighborhood. And sometimes you still keep your relatives.
Listen to this. You ready?
Yeah.
More than 8% of Arkansas residents, almost 1 in 10, have been married 3 or more times.
The Jeff Foxworthy bit. If you've been married more than 4 times and still had the same mother-in-law, you might be a redneck from Arkansas.
Interesting.
Wow. So Arkansas is about the saddest place on the planet.
But it turns out when it comes to love, New York's the opposite.
Look at that.
252-WCMF, 252.
We're the real Arkansas you want.
How is New York so high on the list of people staying together?
So I wonder
if, and why did Tommy's ass, Florida ass, have to come here and drag the average down?
I have a theory.
Okay, yeah. What's your theory?
That we probably have a large percentage of people that have never been married. That
we actually do.
Are single.
That's a good
so
theory.
It sounds like if you do get married, you stay married. But we probably have a lot of people that just don't get married. We have a lot of single people, like a lot of just single dwellers, like living in New York City.
Single dwellers.
Well, because New York's very expensive to live.
Sure.
And probably a lot of people, like if you work in Manhattan, you probably don't have a big family living in Manhattan of people because you can't, you couldn't afford to do it.
Okay, but counterpoint, it's also more expensive to live on your own where people will just find marriages a financial convenience.
But then you get a roommate. You get a roommate or you make it work that way.
Yeah, but I want to bang him. Let's just get
married. Well, talk to the guy. Maybe he's into that, you know, just to save on a rent. It's called bent rent. Bent you over.
Do we also have like
Yeah, then I save you on
just
the rent.
Just try to ask a question.
About bent rent?
No.
You take the guy in the other room.
Do we also have a large population of people that hold close the traditions of like the people that came here? You know what I mean? Like their grandparents. Like I'm just thinking like the like Italians, like
okay.
Like people that are just very connected to the traditions of their parents, grandparents. You know, when they came over here, they're a little bit more traditional
in the marriage
sense.
And that's also I mean, look, if you want to talk about tradition, I would argue that Arkansas, West Virginia.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm just thinking like.
Would be way higher on the tradition.
Well, no, but.
For good and bad.
But like immigration wise, like I would think like we have more people immigrants that are more recent immigrants.
Okay.
Maybe?
All right. Maybe.
I don't know.
So there are a couple of things here that may list us so high. And again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Not only does New York have one of the lowest rates of people that have been married three or more times in America, we also have one of the lowest rates of divorce in the entire country. You know, it's funny. If you don't live in the state of New York and you watch other people talk about where we live, you would think we live in a hellscape.
Yes.
No religion, no family values, gangs of roving criminals marrying and divorcing people all willy-nilly all the time.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite.
Yeah.
We in New York are less religious on average than many other states in the U.S. In fact, all of the states that have higher divorce, the highest divorce rates and the highest rate of three times divorce are more religious statistically than we are.
Okay, so years ago they tracked when people used to like buy pornography like in hotels or online back before all the free porn. And they were ever to track it through hotels and people like going online, and they showed like where, and I think Time Warner did this, like where the most pornography was consumed in the country.
Okay.
And it was right down the Bible Belt, all the way down.
So here's the thing. I always enjoy looking at those because they do it with like online pornography too.
Yeah.
I always assume that that's like a fake study to make Southerners look bad.
You don't have to fake making Southerners look bad.
No, but it's just.
They've got their own system of making themselves look bad.
It's just so on the nose. It's what everybody wants to see.
But think about it. You're suppressed.
Yeah.
You're religiously suppressed, and you got to sneak around and look at it. So this is your outlet.
Overconsumption almost.
Excuse me?
So it leads to like overconsumption.
That's what I think.
Look, I want to believe it.
But this kind of goes along with what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
Like there are closet creeps down there.
As we talk about like what could be keeping us married longer here in New York State than other places, so you brought up people not getting married, period. We're high in that. Also, the average age of first marriage in New York is around 30.
Yeah, you're waiting now.
Yes, we're one of the highest in America, right?
So maybe we're doing it the right way. We're thinking about it before you just jump into it.
Well, and that's to that point. It turns out that the states with the highest divorce rates all have average first marriages around 26 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you are in, like, the Bible Belt, like, you could be waiting to have sex until you get married, which would lead to you getting married younger, which would lead to problems down the road.
Well, to that point, Mike writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Being less religious helps us with divorce rates. If you don't believe in premarital sex, you have to marry someone to lose your virginity. In New York, you can try the cow before you buy it. Very classy.
Mm.
So, wait, premarital sex helps with American family values?
Well, I would just say it leads you to not rush into anything.
Well, I mean, if the goal is to have a family together for the long haul, right? Two parents in a house, and premarital sex, at least according to this, would help with that.
Mm.
Premarital sex would be better for the American family unit.
Premarital sex.
Yeah, premarital sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't believe in that,
well, but I'm saying
it doesn't matter.
It just feels counterintuitive to what we've been taught our entire lives. Not that it's wrong. It's just like, you know, go out and have sex with as many people as you can for the family.
Go get them, kiddo.
Yeah. I am very surprised by this.
Why is that?
Well, not that I thought that they were doing things right in Arkansas and West Virginia and Oklahoma. I just didn't think that we stayed married in New York the way that we do, just based on how many people I know that have gotten divorces, both my parents and people we know, Kimmy.
Sure.
Like, everybody knows multiple people that have a divorce.
Yeah.
If it's like that here, and we have the third lowest divorce rate in the country, what is it like in Arkansas, West Virginia, and Oklahoma?
It's got to be completely busted.
Well, no, I mean
marriages. There are a lot of broken marriages.
Let me put it this way.
I mean, you probably have people on 3 and 4 marriages.
Well, you do.
My sister was on 5.
Well, technically 4, because she married the same guy twice.
I don't know how they count that in the box scores.
Like, Kimmy,
yeah.
You hear all the time people that have, you know, they got married in their 20s, are now divorced in their mid-30s, how hard it is to meet people at 30, 40 years old being a divorcee.
Yeah.
We're talking to people in New York that are dealing with that. If you live in a place like Arkansas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, where the divorce rate is double, triple what it is here.
Where are you meeting people?
Is it easier to meet people because there's so many single people at that age? Is the key to finding somebody opening your Tinder profile to West Virginia, Oklahoma, Arkansas?
And they're just waiting.
I mean, you know, in theory, it would be easier to meet somebody. There's more available people.
Mm-hmm.
No? Yeah. Am I wrong?
Yeah, there's, I don't know. It's like free range down there.
Yeah.
They're just running wild.
I mean, you'd have to be willing to marry someone from Arkansas, Oklahoma, West Virginia.
Yeah. Wyoming. Yeah, as somebody who's dated in the Deep South, it's different.
Is it that much different?
Oh, God, yeah.
But look at you, though.
Oh.
Look, what do you mean, what?
I was adorable
back
then.
No, you weren't. I knew you. I saw pictures. You weren't adorable at all. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you are just joining us, New York State has the lowest rate of people that have been married 3 times or more, one of the lowest rates in America. We are third. We also are bottom 5 when it comes to divorce rates in America. We're one of the best in the country for staying married. And the places in the Bible Belt that you would have thought, based on how they talk, do the best, Arkansas, Kentucky, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Alabama, are the worst.
Mm.
So do they just not see these numbers?
Probably not.
Well, again, if you turn on any political thing and you hear, like, you know, a senator from Oklahoma, senator from Alabama, senator from Wyoming, senator from Arkansas talking, we're the worst people that ever existed.
Yes.
They know these numbers.
Oh, sure they do.
So are they just pretending at this point?
You would almost have to.
I'm asking.
Or
seriously.
They don't care.
Okay.
Because it doesn't work for them.
Some of them have been through divorce themselves.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And their family may be multiple divorces. I mean, every Southern family has a version of my sister. Every Southern family. From the top to the low. You got a 5-bagger in there.
No, I don't think every family has someone that's been married 5 times.
Oh, yeah. Every family.
Five?
If you look, yeah. Oh,
five's
easily.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta's full of them.
By the way, you're talking a lot of junk for someone who's been married 3 times.
Yeah.
Like, if it were,
which is a low average for my family.
If it weren't for you moving here, we would be number one. It's that 0.1% that pushed us behind New Jersey and Massachusetts. Dom writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I'm willing to bet because of their religious discretion and how they don't want to look bad to others because of their belief, they jump from relationship to relationship, so you don't see them single for a
That's
period of time.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, I wonder, I'm just thinking of somebody who would get married super young, like kind of what we're talking about, because they felt like they had to. I wonder if, like, they get tempted. It's almost like you jump from one to the next because... Yeah, that's what you think is right, you know? Like, being single is wrong, so I got to be in a relationship.
It's old school value.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Settle down.
So you kind of rush into the next one. You just keep rushing into the next relationship.
I guess what blows my mind about this, I was actually talking to my buddy about this on Sunday. Somebody had asked, his wife had asked him, you know, like, hey, if I ever died, how long would you take to get remarried?
Never answered that question.
Well, he said.
Ever.
He said, I'm never getting married again. And she goes, aw. And he goes, why would I want to do this over again?
Oh, no.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with him. I love my wife, and I love my kids.
But marriage is, yeah.
But, yeah, the last thing I want to do is do any of this over again.
Yeah.
It's hard. Marriage is really hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's a job.
And you can't describe it to anybody that hasn't done it yet.
Thank you. So, like, that's the thing that blows my mind the most here, right? Like, why, if you live in Arkansas and you've been married twice, would you roll the dice a third, fourth, or fifth time?
You know why?
Why?
Because the South's going to do it again. Charlie Daniels is right, son.
All right, let's take a break.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's back, baby.
What's back?
And this time it's got a better chance.
All right.
If you're someone who has a lead foot, you need to listen up right now.
What's going on?
It could just be a matter of time before you are installing something in your car just so you can get around. Because the state believes that folks are driving too fast. And we have had several studies the last couple of years that show they're right.
We hauling ass.
And if the tickets won't slow you down, well, this sure as hell will.
But I put it in the car?
Oh, you'll be told you have to put it in.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The super speeder law is back on the table in New York State.
I didn't know we had a super speeder law. So what's a super speeder?
We talked about this back in 2020.
Were you talking about over 100 mile an hour?
The idea is this.
What's that?
Installing a device in cars here in New York State to physically prevent people.
So to put a governor on the engine?
You got it. So the idea this time is if a driver accumulates 11 or more points on their license during a 2-year period or receives 6 speed or red light camera violations during a 1-year period, the state will force you to install a governor in your car.
Okay. So you have to violate the law first.
Yes, this is how the bill will work. It will physically prevent your car from going over the speed limit. Mm. If you are found to need one of these by New York State, it'll cost you, the driver, $1,000 to purchase it.
God damn. Yeah. Wait, do I have to put that in all my cars?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that's the one
whatever
car you're allowed
you
to drive.
Yeah.
No, but like, let's say my wife and I, we have 2 cars, and they know sometimes I use that car. They
can't use that one.
Or are they going to force me to buy 2 governors?
It's the same rules as an interlock device.
Okay.
Right? So people who have been convicted of DWI, you got to blow in the thing before you can go. I'm assuming that's the only car you're legally allowed to use.
Okay.
By the way, if the court says you need to put this speed thing in your car and you don't, you are not legally allowed to drive in New York State anymore.
Ever again.
So.
Get out.
Right now, if this bill were to pass, there would be about 1,000 drivers in New York State that would have to go out and get this put in their car.
That doesn't sound like a lot for the whole damn state.
I'm with you. And there is no word on how long you would have to have it before you will be allowed to go back to normal.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is this a good idea? I'm not asking if you want it. I'm asking if it's a good idea.
I have a feeling.
That tonight's going
to be. Not tonight. That eventually, when you buy a new car, this will already be in it.
So here's the thing. You bring that up. Back in 2023, that's what the state was trying to do. They wanted all cars sold and used in New York State to have a governor that would prevent you from doing this. That did not pass.
So far. But the technology is there. I'm guessing when you just buy a car, it's there, just like your seatbelts and your blinkers.
And it's just not turned on.
It's just a safety device. Mm. No, I'm thinking like your car can't speed anymore. You can't go over a certain, let's say they set it at 65 miles an hour. That's as fast as that car can go because of the governor.
Sure. I mean, eventually that may be true, right? And that's a decision down the road. Right now, what we're looking at here, is this a good idea?
No, because you only got 1,000, you only have 1,000 people in the entire, what are we, 18 million people in this state?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're worried about, 1,000 super speeders?
It would just affect them.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
Yeah.
It sounds like a waste of time.
But
and by the way, they're not dead, so they're pretty good at speeding.
Well counterpoint to that.
You could be putting, you're not just putting yourself in danger when you drive recklessly like that. I'm fine with them having that.
You think I'm a bigger threat on the road because I drive slow and I'm old.
Well, that's right? A different story.
Right? But you've also been popped for speeding twice, three times, four times in a work zone.
That's how I roll, buddy.
Yeah, fast through a work zone and right. Pay for it multiple times.
No, this is a waste of money.
I don't think it's a waste of money. I mean, we've seen...
I don't have a problem with it. Like if you're,
eventually your car's not going to go over 65 miles an hour.
But
and when you're trying to run your daughter to the hockey game or run over here, run over there, you're going to have to go slow.
Do you hear? You're flailing right now.
No, I'm not. I'm making sense.
I'm not flailing!
I'm the future, buddy. I'm trying to tell you about the future.
Okay. So, but here's the thing. What would be the problem with preventing everyone from driving over the speed limit?
Sometimes you just need to gun it a little bit.
But it's weird because...
That's your argument.
Can't do burnouts.
You can do it. If you have the speed limit at 65, you can do a burnout at 65.
Not a really good one.
Okay.
I would be... it is funny you feel this way because you are somebody who's very pro self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah.
And pro, like, driverless car, whatever. But that car would be going the speed limit.
I don't care then. I'm not even...
I don't care if I'm not driving.
I'll take the luxury of not driving.
Okay.
And to let the thing have a governor on it.
Okay.
That I accept.
All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The state has added again, trying to limit dangerous drivers from speeding. And the reason this comes up, we've talked about this on the show a couple of times. When COVID happened and the roads were cleared out when everyone was at home, people started driving like dicks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have found that since COVID ended, we still are driving like dicks. Like accidents are super up. Speeding tickets are
accidents
way
up?
Yeah, accidents are way
really
up, way like fatal accidents nationally and in New York State are like
Wow.
So they're trying to do That's your response. Wow.
Well, I thought the cars are so safe now you couldn't die in a car.
Well, yeah, if you're doing 80.
Wow.
Again, the law would work like this if it passes. Repeat speeding offenders would have a device installed in their car that would limit how fast your car would go. If you accumulate 11 or more points on your license during a 2-year period or receive 6 speed camera or red light camera tickets during a 1-year period, you will be forced to install this thing. It physically prevents you from going over the speed limit. You, as the driver, would have to pay $1,000 to put it in your car, and if you don't purchase it, you would not legally be allowed to drive your car anymore.
If you get popped, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no. If you get pulled over,
that's what I'm saying. If you get popped, yeah, you're in trouble.
I'm assuming it's a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Well, you lose your ability to drive.
You already have lost your ability to drive.
Well, kind of.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Salt. Hey, Salt, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
So I know that New York State used to hit you. Like back in 2012, I got pulled over for the first and only time, and I was charged with 13 points, which was 2 speeding tickets, 1 for each side of a bridge. Oh. And that was kind of rude. But
you are being rude, sir. You're being rude.
Yeah. But I guess even if you're charged with those points and not actually hit, like I hadn't even been to court yet, and New York State sent me a letter that said, look at what a bad driver you are. And I'm like, well, it's blank because I don't have a driving record. And at the bottom, it was a $700 bill just to send me that letter. I don't know if they still do that, but if you get hit with that on top of these speeding things, I mean, you could be deep in the hole.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that's what it will be. But you got 13 points on 1 speeding ticket?
It was one pull. He pulled me over one time, but he charged me with both sides of a bridge that I passed over.
How fast were you going?
45 and a 30 or something like that.
Come on.
That can't be right. So yeah. I'm not going to call
you
a liar. You lie,
Salt.
You lie, Salt.
You lying, Salt.
I mean, it was 15 over, which is like 6 points each.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, Salt, slow down, you son of a bitch. What are you doing?
I was a kid.
Stay away from that bridge.
Being a jackass, yeah.
Salt, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. So I looked it up last night.
Yeah.
It does seem like this law would only affect the most dick drivers in statewide.
Yeah.
So
super speeder.
Yeah.
Put it.
You get 3 points for up to 10 miles an hour over right now. 4 points for 20 miles an hour over. So what he just said doesn't make a lot of sense unless they changed the law since when.
Could have been.
Oh, maybe he was, because he was a kid, it was more points.
Under the punk ass laws.
So to have this installed in your car, the way the law is written right now, you would have to accrue 3 speeding tickets where you are doing 20 miles and over or more, 20 miles per hour over or more within 2 years. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous amount of speeding tickets.
That is,
but it's not very fast, though.
20 over?
Yeah.
70?
It doesn't sound like you're being recklessly fast. I thought you had to be doing like 100.
Over a certain
Tommy,
speed limit,
like,
you're saying.
Up on two wheels.
Tommy, that would be 75 on 390.
Yeah.
Would be 85 on 90.
Okay, most people, when you get out on that road, are doing about 70, 75 mile an hour.
No.
75.
Man, people are whipping by me.
On a 55?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
75 would stand out.
In the morning, everybody's hauling ass.
You don't drive during rush hour.
No, but in the morning,
okay,
early?
I'm
saying early morning.
Oh, when you're doing after hours rules?
Yeah.
And again, people, we're not talking about just getting pulled over once. It would take a few times to get to this point.
Man, they crack it down.
All right, we got folks split here. Instagram messages pouring in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Troy writes, this is a great idea. The amount of idiots flying down 490, 590 in the morning is insane. They're going 90, and they are a danger to everyone. However, Connor writes, probably not a good idea. Doesn't take into account emergencies. Also adds another failure point. Imagine if it fails and now your car won't move. But counterpoint to that, Connor, you put yourself in this situation. You know, it's not like, oh, woe is me. What have I did? I mean, you did this to get here, right? I mean, look, the fact of the matter is, you're going to make a voice when I say this, but it's the truth.
Right.
Driving is a privilege. It's not a right. It is. No, there is nothing in the Constitution that says you have a right to drive a car. And if you're going to be a dick and put everyone else in danger, the state could just take your license away.
Yes, they can. They can.
But they're not. They're giving you the opportunity to continue to drive because you're a dick with this device in the car.
Okay. All right.
I would think people would try to get around it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but
driving somebody else's car. Especially, like, let's say you're married. You're taking your wife or husband.
Well, that was
car
my thing. Like,
sure.
If you have two cars, will they make you put it on the other?
I'd also
car?
Be pissed if I had to take my significant other's car that doesn't go over a certain amount.
Well, I mean, Mark brings this up on Instagram too. If you already break the law, what prevents you from getting into another car and drive? Mm-hmm. I mean, well, now your ass is grass if they
sure,
catch you
yeah,
doing
it. Hey,
if you're
trouble,
caught,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
And I mean, I don't know. Like, what's the insurance situation if you're driving a car that doesn't have the thing in it? Are you on the hook for everything if you get in an accident speeding around like a dick?
True.
I will say this, too, because there's a ton of people that are writing saying this is unconstitutional, it's double jeopardy, nobody knows what this stuff is.
A privilege and a right.
Well, no, that's the truth. If you are pro-community surveillance, no, the cameras that are like up in the corners,
right
now they're moving all over the city of Rochester and Monroe County, you can't be anti this technology. It doesn't work. Like, the cameras are watching everyone at all times. If you're saying like that helps protect the community, this technology is limited to the folks who have already broken the law so many times.
So if you're in, you're all in.
Well, I'm just saying.
You
like,
can't be for one or the other. You have to be for both.
It is hypocritical.
Against both.
Yes, it's hypocritical to argue the cameras watching everyone make us safer, but this device limiting people that are already breaking the law is wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. It's just a very hefty price to put on your car.
Then don't drive.
Well, I hear it's a privilege.
No, I mean, it is. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, the state is not saying, I am forcing you to give me $1,000.
I'd rather do that than be told I can't drive at all. Right?
Damn straight.
What?
It's too restrictive, man.
Speeding.
Yes. Sometimes you gotta speed.
Wait, give me one example.
You hate
other
when
than
people emergency. Jet-ass.
Okay, how often are you in an emergency? One time in my life. One time when my daughter had to have brain surgery, I was doing 40 in a 30 because I had to wind through the golf course at Genesee Valley Park. That was the only time in my life that has ever happened.
So you don't speed?
I mean, I do.
I mean, especially with the schedule you have with your girls.
Sure.
And you have to have them here at a certain time. You got to have them there. I think it'd be very hard for you to do the speed limit and get all that done.
But here's the thing. And I don't mean to sound like that guy. I'm not flying. Like, I'll do 64 in a 55 I'll do.
That's not even speeding.
Well, I mean, that is speeding.
Mm-hmm. Cops don't even pull you over for that.
Well, bro, I mean,
I guess that's the if that's your argument, then the people that are getting pulled over must be doing something extreme.
Like, to her point, I'll set my cruise control for like 74 on the.
I never use that thing, man.
On the thruway when I'm traveling with my kid, right, for hockey. And the amount of times I have not seen a cop blown by at 73, 74, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'm I never get pulled over for that.
No, they won't.
They never come out. I mean, sometimes they will. Like, look, it will happen.
Yeah, it's but impossible.
To my point, if I'm not getting pulled over at 73, 74, how fast are these people going that are getting pulled over?
Maybe they should just raise the speed limit a little bit.
That would increase death and accident.
No, but, like, there are states.
People to go faster.
There are states where, like, it's like 70 and 75.
Yes, because it's a less populated area.
Well, I think Florida, in certain areas, man, you can haul ass.
You mean the less populated parts?
There ain't no less populated part of Florida. Florida's sold out.
It makes sense if you're driving through Texas, Oklahoma, Midwest, the South, where there's nothing. Yeah, you can do 70 because you're the only one on the road.
Where the people are real.
What?
When you hit
multiple marriages, looking at porn, speeding, drinking, fighting, you know what.
When you hit that 70, 75
and cussing.
Speed change.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I feel like I'm going too fast now.
Yeah, but you're getting
like once you get a little above 80, you're like, whoo, this is too much for me.
No, I know what you mean, especially when your car
this
isn't
feels
a good car.
Wrong, yeah.
Like, you remember those old bad cars?
Or just or like flying past like trucks and stuff that are doing it. You're like, this feels so dangerous.
Again, we got a ton more Instagram messages coming in. New York State is trying to pass a bill that will allow the state, if you accumulate 11 or more points on your license during a 2-year period or receive 6 speed or red light cameras in a 1-year period, they will force you to install a device that will limit the speed of your car. It will cost you $1,000 to put it in your car, and if you don't pay the $1,000, you lose your driver's license. Ian writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. I have a governor in my work truck. It does slow me down, but it ups my road rage.
All right.
Is that a legitimate argument, that the governor would increase road rage?
Yeah, you're stressing because you can't get there.
Yeah, but then
I guess it's frustration.
But then you can't get to the people who are making you angry, so
true.
What are you going to do about that? Are you ready for this? Yeah. We'll wrap it up with this. Dom writes, I used to work with a kid years ago who had a little souped-up car, got 3 speeding tickets in a year, and half his insurance was costing him $800 a month.
A month?
A month.
God damn.
Oof. Just slow down, everybody.
Yes.
Slow down. We'll all get there eventually.
Yeah.
It's better to get there a little bit late than get there dead.
Well, then you don't get there.
That's
If you got there dead, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm just...
He's here and he's dead. Damn!
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Gray Bar does that.
So your Buffalo Bills, tomorrow night, a Thursday tilt against the Houston Texans. That game's going to be live here on CMF. Tomorrow we do a very special Football Thursday.
Oh.
Right around this time, Tommy will be making his picks.
Ooh.
We will have our good buddies Mike Danger and from the Let's Go Buffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
RD.
In to recap those picks. What's Ryan going to be? Just, he's a cowboy, right? He's given up.
Whoa.
Yeah. I've been very disappointed in him lately. Houston?
He could be an oil rigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cowboy.
Yeah.
He could be a stripper. There are a lot of strip clubs in Houston.
Cowboy stripper?
Cowboy stripper.
Isn't there a stadium named, isn't it a waste management?
He's going to be a garbage man?
Yeah, he could be a garbage man. Isn't it like waste management stadium? I don't know. Is that the one? I don't know.
We'll all find out together just after 9 o'clock. By the way, if you want to watch the game and you are a fan of Ryan, he will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai tomorrow night to watch the Texans game and the Bills. Ryan Duffy, delicious food, fantastic drink, and a potential garbage man, Ryan, at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. But here's the thing.
What's that?
Things are going well for the Bills after last week.
Yeah.
You got a chance to get to 8-3 and like take control of some stuff. Mm-hmm. The Browns are having the opposite season. They have played three quarterbacks so far this year, and that third quarterback showed up on Sunday after an injury to rookie Dylan Gabriel. Shedeur Sanders, son of Deion Sanders, was predicted to be a first-round pick in this year's draft. He was not. He wasn't a second-round pick, nor a fourth-round pick. He fell all the way to the fifth round.
And he was pretty good at Colorado, right?
He was.
And Jackson State before that.
Yes, he was.
With his dad coaching.
All of these things are true. However, there were rumors, Kimmy, that he told multiple teams, don't draft me. Right? He wanted to be in a place where he thought he could play right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
The interviews he had with teams did not go well. He was not paying attention. He wasn't attentive. And because of that, it left such a sour taste that he fell all the way to the fifth round.
All right.
To the point where he was the third string quarterback for the majority of the season in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, on Sunday, he finally got his opportunity due to an injury to starting quarterback Dylan Gabriel.
All right, so the kid gets the call. Here we go.
Yep. He showed up in this game against the Baltimore Ravens, and the Browns had a lead when he took the field.
Yeah.
The Browns lost that game because Shedeur Sanders, in his first NFL action, went 4-for-16 for 47 yards and a really, really, really bad pick. And I know those numbers sound terrible, but they do not illustrate how truly bad he was in that game. Tommy, it looked like the man had never touched a football before in his life. It was horrific.
A little lost out there.
He kept getting blasted over and over again by the Ravens' defense.
Yeah.
And this much-awaited debut ended with a massive thud.
Oh.
So you would think that's the worst thing that could happen to Shedeur Sanders.
Well, yeah, your rookie start and you get your ass whooped.
Okay. Yeah. You'd be wrong.
What happened?
During that game at his home in Cleveland, three men broke in and stole a bunch of stuff. In fact, the way that the way the surveillance camera times line up, as he was taking the field, they were breaking into
his
house.
It's all happening at once.
Yeah.
Okay, so these three men got into his house. 12 minutes later, they left with satchels full of stuff.
Mm. Man.
Well, thank God they're not a flashy family.
Made good time, 12 minutes.
Probably a couple of, maybe a Timex watch.
Authorities say...
Like, just the jewelry haul had to be, like, four trips out of that place.
Well, I would have thought if you're wearing all your expensive jewelry on the trip, right? Like,
but
that's
you
why
got
you
multiple,
get it.
Yeah, but you have more than that.
But you're the son of prime time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, think of, like, the memorabilia he may have had.
Yeah. Yeah.
From other players, too.
When it was all said and done, the three suspects got away. You ready for this?
How much?
$200,000 worth of stuff.
Wait, they only got one watch?
From this kid's Cleveland.
And he's a rookie.
Yeah. $200,000. Kimmy, can you Google what Shedeur Sanders is making as a rookie in Cleveland? And I understand he made money in college and he comes from a rich family. Oh, but just to put into perspective what he lost in that run.
Oh, sure. And it's got to be embarrassing because you're Deion's kid, one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen.
Yeah.
His average annual salary is about $1.16 million.
Oh, wow. He made $1 million, a fifth round pick? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what has to hurt more.
4 years is $4.6 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you're that guy's kid.
Yeah. I mean, The attention he got from his dad being his coach.
Who draws attention to himself by being Coach Prime.
And here's the thing. I mean, that team got a ton of attention because of his dad and him. His teammate in Travis Hunter, who's out for the season now in Jacksonville, won a Heisman.
Yeah.
He helped him do that. And
nothing.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because as we spoke here, he brought all this attention on himself.
Yeah.
He put himself in the situation that he's in. He also...
He also had the guidance of his father.
Do you feel bad for the kid?
No.
No? Not at all?
No. I mean, look, man. I mean, they love him or hate him. I mean, that family pushes it in your face. They want you to know we're the best and we're coming.
This could happen to any player. It's not always like the flashy people it happens
to. But you're
to.
Attached to your dad.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no, you can't have that. He's probably the most flamboyant college coach. By far. Are you kidding me? He's got his own Netflix special. You're telling me there's a more flamboyant known coach.
Lane Kiffin, Dabo Swinney. I mean,
Swinney's not Deion Sanders. I mean, he doesn't get to sit down with 60 Minutes.
No, I get what you're saying when it comes to...
But we know
to,
what they all make.
No, but this guy is a household name.
I understand. No, look, there's a difference between...
And you're attached to that guy.
There's a difference between household name
and
flashy. Well, no, but like Dabo Swinney... is flat. He runs his mouth. He sprints out of the tunnel first before his entire team. He's Mr. Tryhard. He goes out of his way to yell at players' faces to get on television.
Well, I'm sure, but I can't think of a bigger coach than that guy.
I don't think that
in college.
I don't think that.
I feel like there's somebody we're forgetting.
And here's the thing. I mean, you know, love or hate Deion Sanders. I don't look at what Deion Sanders is doing at Colorado as like he's a bad guy.
But
for
some
that
people do.
I can.
And
name...
some people just don't like him because he runs his mouth.
Okay, fair. But again, every
college... he gives himself his own nicknames.
Every college coach runs their mouth. I mean, Kimmy, you're the one that's most plugged into college football in this room. Like you, there are.
Yeah, I mean, like you see sound clips all the time of guys trying to get attention just by saying like crazy stuff.
But he's good.
Who
at
is
it.
The, who is the guy with the mullet? I'm totally blanking on his name. Mike.
Mike Gundy.
Yes. Yeah. Like he. I mean. You're telling me he actually liked that haircut and the way he, like, dressed and he wore, like, the crazy sunglasses. Like, he did that on purpose.
252 WCMF. Shedeur Sanders finally gets to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns after an injury on Sunday. If you watched it, you saw the disaster. 4-16, 47 yards, a bad pick, and that doesn't even say how bad he performed. While he was playing, his home in Cleveland was robbed by three masked men. They got out with $200,000 worth of stuff.
Nice.
So he thuds his debut. Gets his ass kicked by the Ravens defense, and then has to come home and fill out a police report because of the theft. Tom writes him, pass the ego during the draft. I hope he succeeds just to shut up the haters. Maybe those stats aren't great, but let's not forget it was his first time on the field, and to make it even worse, no starting reps that week. I think we see improvement this week if he plays. A little sympathy for Shedeur.
Okay, well, like you said, like sometimes
it's gonna humble
you. You throw these guys out there too soon, you ruin them.
Well, I mean, there was an implication that the Browns were, like, holding him back. Ooh. Like, he should have been starting
over
the kid that was starting. And, like, you went out and puked all over yourself.
Does he not have the skill set for the NFL?
I mean, time will tell.
Right.
I mean, look, to Tom's point, he hasn't gotten the practice time that would require you as a kid at that age to be a starter in the NFL.
Right.
He may be starting this week.
Okay, got to watch.
Can we Google who the Browns are playing? Because, like, I get that Ravens defense is scary, and that's, like, a really tough
thing. Well, yeah, it's a top team.
Yeah, pulled off the bench. But, like, maybe he gets
a
little rest.
They are playing the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cake.
Well, no, I mean, they do have a decent defense. At least guys didn't get after you. Mason Crosby, he can hurt you.
All right.
I think what sucks most about the situation, like, doesn't matter who it happened to. It's if you're, like, teammates of his and you live nearby. Like, it's going to make everybody paranoid moving forward.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we've seen it happen across the league to multiple players in multiple cities.
All right, so Tommy has no sympathy for Shedeur.
Yeah.
Do you have sympathy for what happened?
I mean, I feel bad. Like, that's something that, despite, like, whatever they took and the amount that they took, it makes you feel uneasy. Your home is supposed to be a place you feel safe.
You brought up something a second ago
that
I do want to touch on. Because you said, you know, he's in the shadow of his father.
Oh, he always will be.
And his father created this.
Yeah.
So can't you make the argument then that this isn't entirely his fault?
Oh, no. I put some of that on Deion, putting that much light on the kid. Maybe he wasn't ready.
Okay.
And you know Deion came in and talked to the team, too.
Oh, no. He's been staying away from Cleveland. He has not gone to Cleveland yet. Shedeur said he
That's got to be killing him.
He said Deion did say when he watched his son take the field, he cried.
I'm sure.
And then
a lot of pride.
Well, then it probably switched pretty fast.
But then he cried again.
I would have loved to have been on a couch next to Deion Sanders watching his son go through what he went through.
I want
through.
To be there for the snacks.
He can't eat snacks anymore.
Why?
Well, he's got they had to take off a piece of his foot.
I mean, he can still eat.
No, I think that's like he can't.
Oh, he's not diabetic. I thought it was like an injury.
No, I thought he had like cancer. Didn't he have kidney
oh,
cancer?
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, I thought it was the foot. Then the cancer showed up. Good yeah, you're right. He has cancer.
So there you go. Snacks suck. You're out. You're out of the snack game.
Right. I'm out then.
All right. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.